Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Reuters reporting from China. On National Day, the People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command, in these last days, which is known for belligerent videos of exercises around Taiwan, released an animated short film called Dreams Come True on Fuchun River. Reuters saying this appeals to the shared cultural roots of people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait. The film featured two elves representing the two pieces of the painting by Yuan Dynasty master Huang Gongwang, which was torn apart in the 17th century by one of its owners. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we welcome Steve Yates. Steve is at the America First Policy Institute's China Policy Initiative to help us understand this gesture by a propaganda wing of the PLA. But at the same time, Steve, two elves? Now, you're familiar with Chinese culture. I understand that. I am not. But I don't remember elves coming up except in debates about can you name the elves of and then fill in the fairy tale. What is an elf in China? Good evening to you, Steve.
Oh, good evening, John. I have to confess that the study of elves somehow escaped my training in classical Chinese language and literature. But there are a couple of different ironies in this. First and foremost, any scholar of classical China would know that the Yuan dynasty was not actually a Chinese dynasty. That was a Mongol dynasty. And so they've chosen a part of the dynastic cycle that was dominated by Mongols that came from beyond what would be the Great Wall to conquer the continental China, where the riverbeds are. The other irony is that apparently the painting was torn apart during the Qing dynasty, which also is not an ethnically Chinese dynasty. It was Manchu. So interesting that the PLA in their political warfare department is choosing to highlight some animated film that gives the dream of unity of all Chinese people across the Taiwan Strait, something that was repeated by Kissinger and many policymakers since, but it's drawn out of false foundations, which actually is par for the course for the PLA.
I mention a detail here. One half of the painting torn apart in the 17th century in a dynasty that wasn't ethnic Chinese. One half is in a museum in Beijing. The other half is in the museum in Taipei, which I have visited and Steve has visited. It is a wonderful museum of ancient Chinese history. I did not know, however, that the paintings were to become propaganda. I would have spent more time with the paintings. Gordon, you have a question for our friend Steve.
Steve, the reuniting of the two halves of the scroll is supposed to be symbolic of the Chinese people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait getting together in what China calls a reunification. However, people in Taiwan overwhelmingly self-identify not as Chinese, but as Taiwanese, somewhere between 80 to 85% in recent self-identification surveys say they're not Chinese at all. Does this type of propaganda work in Taiwan? I mean, it must work with the people who think they're Chinese, but since there are so few, I don't see how this actually helps China.
Yeah, well, I think that's because their target is not an audience in Taiwan. I think their audience is in China, but also the international community, which has taken a somewhat simple-minded approach to this purely through the lens of ethnicity alone and taking from the narrative that I think is not factually well-grounded. Increasingly, people in Taiwan not only identify as Taiwanese, they identify as citizens of a democracy in Taiwan. So it's not necessarily about blood or color or dance culture or anything like that. It's about a common political identity that is based on a commitment to each other under a constitution and rule of law. Beijing having trampled on that in Hong Kong, I think, has torn more than this painting apart in this dream of unifying both sides. And that's, I think, where the big miss is on this and where the international community might misread it.
Steve, there's an election underway in Taiwan, and the choices can be stark. One party favoring obedience to the mainland, one party maintaining obedience to integrity and sovereignty. However, I puzzle, in the event that the obedience to the mainland party, the cooperative party, were to be successful, would that be adequate for Xi's promise to the Chinese people that he will reunite China with its lost 10th province? Is an arguable electoral success enough?
Well, it would, I think, lead to further erosion of what has been the dominant position in Taiwan, which it has backing of overwhelming polling data from a supermajority of Taiwan people over multiple decades. We saw some erosion occur during the Ma Ying-jeou administration. The most loyal of the KMT supporters would argue otherwise, but I think it was fair to say that the move toward normalization of trade relations that ended up getting rebuffed at the legislature, but also party-to-party negotiations between the KMT and the CCP, led to, I think, an erosion of Taiwan's international and domestic position during those times. That's been reversed in some forms since Tsai Ing-wen's election in 2016. I think if Terry Goh, for instance, who promises 50 years of peace that he would negotiate somehow with the CCP, that would, I think, put Taiwan back where they were under Ma Ying-jeou and potentially worse. But right now, polling suggests the opposition is too divided to overcome the DPP. And unless something dramatic happens, I think that's the dominant trend going into the January election.
So the future then, according to the polls, is more defiance of the mainland, not more cooperation. Is that correct?
I would put it as standing up for their constituents' interest in a supermajority first. And yes, that defies the wishes of the Communist Party, which seeks to subjugate them the way Hong Kong has been subjugated.
Gordon, time for another question.
Steve, in the January 13th, 2024 presidential election, William Lai, the vice president of the country of the governing Democratic Progressive Party, has had double-digit leads over his two pro-China, pro-mainland candidates. Do you see the pro-mainland camp uniting behind one candidate to maybe make this a contest? Because right now, it seems like a walkover for the governing party.
It will be a walk in the presidential election, but not the legislative election necessarily, unless the opposition is able to pull off some way of unifying. Every election cycle, there's talk of strategic voting, of dropping a third or lower place candidate in order to support another one with a greater chance to win. Ko Wen-je, the former mayor of Taipei, who is an independent in most political circles, has put forward a notion to allow an independent pollster to pick whether he or the KMT nominee is higher, and then the loser of that poll agrees to drop out in order to form a solidarity bloc to challenge William Lai. I think that is an interesting approach. I have grave doubts that it would actually work politically, because big egos and big equities are involved in this. So I think that right now the dominant trend is William Lai maintaining a lead in a divided opposition.
Steve Yates is chair of the America First Policy Institute's China Policy Initiative. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.